Okay, everyone, welcome to Let's Talk Tuesdays, brought to you by the ATS JR Company. We are a top personal, no, not a, we are the top personal development training and consulting company. And Let's Talk Tuesday is a weekly, is a weekly coaching call hosted by our entire staff. And tonight, I am so proud to introduce to you our very dear friend, Grace Sandals. Grace, take it away.
So much, Tempest, for that introduction. Thank you to Antonio T. Smith and to you, Tempest, for creating a platform for us to be able to speak and to train and to inspire and empower others. Before I get started, I want to send a very special happy birthday to my good friend, Dr. Shannon R. Clark. Woo! Now, let's get started. I want to talk to you about Do It Afraid. Do you have a desire to do something in your life, but fear pops up the moment you start thinking about it? Do you have a book in you that you know you need to write, but doubt somehow creeps in? Do you have a passion to speak, but you get nervous thinking about going into a room full of people standing on stage when it's your time to speak? Do you have a business that you want to start, but you're afraid that it won't get off the ground? Do you have a house that you want to buy, but every time you think about the house and you think about how many rooms you want, how many bathrooms you want, if you want a movie room, if you want a game room, then you start thinking about, well, what if this and what if that and what if this happens? The surefire way to get over those fears is to do it afraid. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the surefire way is to do it afraid. The only reason that fear pops up or tries to creep in is because what we're desiring is out of our comfort zone. And whatever is out of your comfort zone is considered to be unknown. And so because we can't control the unknown, this is when fear comes in. There are several reasons why you should do it afraid. Reason number one, you have the desire. If when you think about maybe you want to go back to school, or maybe you have a book you want to write, or maybe you want to speak, train, and coach to millions and millions of people to help them change their lives, and your blood starts to boil, then that's what you should be doing. Even if it makes you afraid when you think about it, that is exactly what you should be doing. If that's all you can think about, and whenever you think about that, you just get excited, and you just have this warm feeling over you that comes over you for every reason, that's what you should be doing. The other reason, if you do not use it, you will lose it. Had a friend of ours who wanted to do a vision board party, and people were sluggish about it, and she really wanted to do it, and people weren't really excited about it or seeing it like she did, and she said, you know what, I'll just cancel it. Well, then some time later, somebody else did a vision board party, and it was a success. And she said, you know what? The next time I have a desire to do something, if you don't come along with me, that's fine, but I'm going to do it, okay? Reason being, the universe likes speed. And since the universe likes speed, whatever you desire to do, if you have that intuitive nudge, go do it. Here's the thing. The desire that you have was given to you by someone or something higher than you. So if someone or something higher than you gave it to you, you should go ahead and get that done. Get that desire done. It is not a coincidence that you have that desire. Also, your dreams, goals, and desires are on the other side of fear. It just is. Like I was saying earlier, you're in your comfort zone. And so because you're in your comfort zone, that's comfortable. You're not fearful about anything. But your destiny your dreams, your goals that you have are on the other side of those fears. Again, fear is not real. They have an acronym for fear, false evidence appearing real. Okay. So when you start saying those, well, what if this happens or what if that happens? What that means is that hasn't happened. So fear is an outcome that you put in your head that has not happened. Okay. This is the reason that it's not real. Okay, here we go. Sorry about that. So again, fear is not real. It's an outcome in your head that has not happened. So everything that you want, all of your wants, all of your desires, all of your dreams are on the other side of fear. And in order to get them, you're going to have to overcome your fears. I was looking this up and I'm looking up some stories about people who have had fears, but they faced them and they overcame them. And I ran across an article entitled 15 Short Stories from Everyday People About a Time They Were Taught a Priceless Lesson. And these were real people, 15 real people who wrote into the article about their stories and about their life lessons that they were taught. And everybody gave their screen names. No one gave their real name. And it was a person with the screen name of Lucky Henry who turned his story in. And he said when he was 38, he thought about it and he contemplated getting an associate's degree, which is a 2-year degree in radiography. And he was talking to his friend about it one day and he almost talked himself out of it. He told his friend, man, you know what? I'm too old for this. I'll be 40 by the time I get this degree. You know what his friend told him? He said, if you don't go get it, you'll still be 40, but without the degree. So today in 2018, Lucky Henry is now 64 years old. And he said that getting that degree all those years ago has been the difference between him making a decent living and struggling to get by. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to go out for your dreams, goals, and desires. Do it afraid. Whatever it is, do it afraid. You want that house, go do it afraid. You want that degree, go do it afraid. You want that book, go do it afraid. You want to be a billionaire, go do it afraid. Because you can't be a billionaire sitting at home saying, what if? You can't go back to school. You can't get a degree sitting on the couch. It's not going to happen. You have got to go get up and go do it afraid. Do it afraid so that you will not leave this earth with any regrets. There are a lot of people with many regrets. And all of those people are right now the richest, are in the richest place in the entire world, the cemetery. In the cemetery, richest place in the world, because there are a lot of people who did not get their dreams, goals, and desires met. When you do not get your dreams, goals, and desires met, and it is your time to leave, you leave with regrets. So when it is your time to go, and when you have, you're at home and you have all of your loved ones around you, your children, your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whoever your family members are, and they're all sitting around and y'all are telling stories and they're telling how they remember how you did this for them and how you inspired them and how they love you so much. I have a question. When you talk to them, do you want to tell your loved ones, man, I wish I had? Or would you rather tell them, I'm glad I did? Make sure whatever you desire in life, to do it afraid. My name is Grace Yvonne Williams Sandals, and I appreciate you listening on this very hour.
Okay. First of all, Grace said you can't be no billionaire sitting at home talking about what if. Okay, catch that T, okay? you did an amazing job. I was not expecting that. We're going to start our Q&A session. So if you have a question, a comment, or anything for Grace, I'm going to unmute everybody, but I ask if you're not talking to keep yourself muted so we don't hear everything going on in your background. So you are unmuted.
I'm going first.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I did not want to get beat up on my birthday, chick, but thank you. I needed that. I'm so glad that I listened in. Because I don't feel like I struggle with fear as much as I used to, but listening to you kind of let me hear how, even with going after your dreams and making things happen, sometimes if you're not careful and you're not constantly addressing that it doesn't exist, it'll creep back in. And you get to the point where you're like, okay, well, what am I doing? Let me reevaluate this. People not doing this, people not doing that. But you helped me today, friend, and I knew that you would, and I appreciate you for being you, moving beyond your comfort zone. I remember when you said, I ain't no speaker, I don't speak, I don't want to sound stupid. I ain't heard stupidity in 2 years. I never heard it, but I'm going to let you know, I ain't heard stupidity in 2 years. You've been coming real, and you keep doing that because you're blessing us, and I appreciate it, and I love you.
Fred, love you too.
Hush, Tony, quit barking.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm sorry, guys. That was my
okay.
Okay.
My business partner, my ace. Oh, that was awesome. That was so awesome. Thank you so much. I needed that as well. Like, seriously. Just like Shannon said, sometimes you have to step back and reevaluate, and fear does still creep up, and you get scared. You get nervous, especially when you look at what's ahead of you. You've never been there before. It's like, wait, okay, and you want to pause where you are. But thank you. Thank you. So no more pausing. No more pausing.
That's it.
We're going to hit play on this, and we're going to keep going, and we're going to record it all the way to the top.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You ain't got no help.
Wow. I want to say thank you. You explained everything so well to me, and I love it when you put stories in your talks, because not only does it explains, it backs up what you say, and it helps me to understand. So I want to just let you know that you're very clear on everything. I received everything. I'm oh so proud of you, ma'am. Hair looking cute. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else? All right. Going once? Going twice?
Wait a minute. There we go. Wait a minute. All right. Look, Tempest kept unmuting my mic, so I guess it was supposed to talk. You are a dynamic speaker. Okay, hold on. Let me put on my glasses so I can sound intelligent.
Oh my God.
You are a dynamic speaker, and I will put you up against any speaker in the world. Yes, because you have something to say, and you say it well. Congratulations.
Thank
you, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. All right. You get the boss to speak, it's time to go. All right.
Okay.
Anyone else? Once, one twice. Kevin Hart. Two and a half. No.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, Grace.
Hi, Rashida.
I just wanted to tell you that you did an awesome job. I know you're hearing that all day long, but, you know, sometimes we need to hear that we are really great. And sometimes we pour into people so many times that we don't acknowledge our own fears. But I think you did an awesome job, and you talk about everything so well. Who would have thought, you know, when we were kids that we would be, you know, talking out front of people and just having all this experience and this knowledge and this wisdom. You know, hoorah to the people that pour into us and never leave us empty, you know, and it's a wonderful thing that you guys have going. I always say, you know, the ATS Plant Better people and the family, they rock, you know, because you guys do. And I appreciate you guys putting on a platform for people like myself to come along and just, you know, follow. And you guys are just really, really great. But I commend you when you said, most of the people are in the cemetery. I remember saying that to someone a couple of times. And when someone asked me that question once before, and I didn't really know the answer. So I said China and Paris, you know, because I really didn't understand the question. But once they really theoretically broke it down to me, I was like, oh, wow, I didn't know that they were dead people. However, you are correct about that, you know, and we have to do something about that. But as long as we let our fear get in the way of that, it's like fear that covers your dream,
right?
You know, so you can't be afraid to dream. You have to be open and open to all of that. So again, I commend you. Great job for that. And I appreciate you, Grace.
Thank you so much. Congratulations on your book again.
Ah, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, if nothing else, Tempest or Antonio, I'm going to turn it back over to you all if you all had anything to say.
Antonio's being a hater, so back to me. But I want to echo what everyone has been saying. You did an amazing job, and you didn't take all day. I know that's a pet peeve of mine, but no, you did an amazing job. Thank you so much. And like Shannon said, I don't really struggle with fear, but I do in a certain way. But you pointed out some stuff, and I was like, oh, okay, sis, you got some work to do. So thank you for slapping us in the face, Grace. We appreciate you. And I want to thank everybody who has called in to watch us live. And if you're listening through the Brick by Brick podcast, make sure you join us live next time so you can catch this slap for real, right? Check us out on Sundays for Plant Better Mindset Call with the real Antonio T. Smith Jr. God bless. Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Catch us in Florida, April 6th, 7th, and 8th, Deerfield Beach. We will be on stage with the world's greatest motivational speaker, Les Brown. And if you would like to join us, get in contact with one of our staff members. We can hook you up with that information and get you a ticket. Or if you can't make it to Florida, they have live stream options available so everybody can win, right? So thank you all again for tuning in to Let's Talk Tuesday. Meet us on Facebook Live on Sunday with Antonio. God bless. Buckle your seatbelts today to get ready for Sunday. And meet us back here next Tuesday for Let's Talk Tuesday. Hi, Shannon. Who got next?
That would be me.
Good luck in advance. And I am turning back over to Grace for closing thoughts.
Thank you so much, Tempest. Again, thank you to you and Antonio for creating a platform for us to be able to speak. Thank you all, for coming on and listening to me and watching. I'm born and bred pure Baptist, so if I could just touch and help one somebody, I am so grateful. I am so grateful if I have helped one person. So, again, whatever your dream is, just remember to go out there do it afraid, get it done so you can win and show somebody else how you got it done. Thank you for coming out. God bless you and good night.
Bye, y'all.
Good night.
Happy birthday, Shay.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Doc.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.